Security, yes, until after the war ended, but I don't think anyone ever worried much about patents. In those days, there were a lot of instances where people were using other people's patents, and no one really thought of suing the other person for using it. Then there'd be a friendly handshake, you know, say, okay, you want to use this, please. Let's have a little royalty and so forth, mm-hmm. or an exchange of patents. There wasn't really this adversary type of environment that went on. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, of course, look at the software business. They're suing each other just because it's something that looks like they're.
Mm-hmm.
But I think things were a lot freer in those days, and nobody really cared too much if the patent is being used.
Right.
It's just you feel that I'm going to have something better coming out pretty soon anyway, and so go ahead and I think things are a lot more friendly.
And you were free to bring technology out to the companies?
After the war, we were developing new technologies, but during the war, we certainly there's some things which we can't really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the high linearity circle which I was talking about, that's really not classified information anyway. It's a technique for RLC circuitry, and it's patentable. Of course, once it's patent, well, the patent wasn't really issued until after I left the lab. In fact, there's we don't want to let anybody know about the application during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But how to do that? Well, that's a different story. We wouldn't. It involves how to get this super linear